back again to break down some more ridiculous nonsense. Brought to you by the Bird Brain Dingbats of Modern Time. Let's get into it.
To my single girls, you will not miss out on your husband. You will not scare him away. You will not be too much. He will not ghost you. Your husband will be your husband. Your man will be your man. The person that you were supposed to be with will be the person that you were with. So if something doesn't work out, don't be like, oh my gosh, I missed out on my soulmate. Oh, I wish that I was able to like get to know this person. I missed out an opportunity to get to know them. I did something wrong. I said something wrong. I scared them away. No, you didn't. That wasn't your husband. That wasn't your guy. Why are you even upset? It wasn't him.
What would you do with a brain if you had one?
You are never going to miss out on your man. You won't. He's your man. He's already your man. And I truly believe that this mindset will give you so much more power in dating and being single. You be as authentically you as possible. And whoever that's for, it will be for. You know what I mean?
Again, five.
I'm going to give the dumb chickenese translation. Basically, I should be able to do whatever I want, no matter how obnoxious, how toxic, and men should just accept it. And if you're a man who doesn't accept it, you just weren't meant for me. That's not how it works. How about you fix yourself?
What the fuck is wrong with me? Oh my God, I'm so traumatized.
You're gonna have to make compromises and changes if you ever want a relationship to work. That's with any relationship, with anybody.
I'm gonna be a bitch for a sec. I work full-time, I go to school full-time, I show up for my mom, I show up for my three best friends, I show up for my sister who's in prison, mind you. My brother passed away last year, my brother and my dog in the same week. I got a puppy February of this year, went through a major abdominal surgery February of this year. I'm on hormone therapy. Throughout all of that, I've maintained a 4.0, I'm a part of an honor society, I got a degree, I'm getting another degree, and guess what I have? A boyfriend.
Please don't brag. Only fools brag. Bragging just shows you can shoot off your big mouth.
Okay, so your man has no excuse. There are women who are doing everything that I'm fucking doing and that are mothers on top of it and still show up for their husbands. Men have no excuse why they're not doing what they're supposed to be doing. Everybody has a job. You don't get to use that as an excuse why you don't show up for people. Get it together. Learn how to emotionally regulate yourself and be a fucking man. Sack up, because women out here got some big balls. Big ones. They're getting a little larger than yours.
Something is wrong here.
I wouldn't want anything to do with this. I really wouldn't. Clearly, she's not all there up top. Condolences for her hardships. But fellas, you would want to stay far, far away from this. She's not bad looking. But don't get mesmerized by that. Because walking into her life would be walking into Hades. If everything she just said is true, I commend you, lady. I'm genuinely impressed if all that is true. But I do feel sorry for your boyfriend. Genuinely, from the bottom of my heart.
I don't want to be that guy.
Subscribe and hit the bell. It really helps the channel grow. Like and comment as well. Thank you.
I'm 21 and I've never had a boyfriend or been in a serious relationship, and it's probably my fault. So let's talk about it. Part 2. I'm just an avoidant girly that secretly wants to be loved out loud. What can I say? Being single might be my fault, but today we're going to talk about the boys. First things first, whatever happened to courting women and yearning and putting in the effort? I think we as a society need to stop the normalization of Snapchat past like 20 years old. I don't know. If you have a real 9-to-5, I feel like you shouldn't be using Snapchat.
They lay you down, they spray you down, but they don't stay around.
Like, respectfully, no. Ask for my phone number and then proceed to text me your full government name so then I can find you on LinkedIn and Zillow. I mean, I just think we need to bring back yearning like we did in the 70s and 80s. Guys had to come to your house and bring a boombox and throw rocks at your window. The reason why I bring up actually making an attempt to charm a woman is because me personally, like, I want to feel desired and want it to feel like you're putting in the effort.
That sounds like a fun idea. I should go do that. No!
This is like harsh on myself, I guess, but I'm a hard person to like romantically just because of the fact that I'm emotionally unavailable, but like I'm trying not to be. I don't really know how to describe it. On my last video talking about being avoidant attachment, I got so many comments from guys being like, oh, you're avoidant attachment, like we're not even gonna try.
Why does that not surprise me?
Do I need to explain how silly this is? She's talking about how she's emotionally unavailable and avoidant, but she wants a man to be oh so romantic, something out of a romantic comedy, go above and beyond, court me, also I can be avoidant after you did all that. Look, this is an attractive woman. She has an inbox full, a roster full, everything full. So I just don't want to hear it. This is just more mindless drivel for the sisterhood.
How to get him to put a label on your relationship. If you are in a situationship or just like a weird thing where you want to know what are we without directly asking, you've come to the right place. Don't start off acting like a girlfriend if you're not already one. Don't give him everything that he would get with a title if there's no title.
This is a really, really, really bad idea. Incredibly bad policy.
Because if you're already giving him those things, why would he need to add an unnecessary label? That's going to be his logic. Create situations where they're going to be trying to create clarity. They want to know, what are we? The person who's wondering is usually the person with less power.
Ding, ding, ding. What do we have for her, Johnny?
We want to get you back in the driver's seat. Even if you've already been acting in a way that a girlfriend would, that's totally fine. Just start to remove yourself. Become less accessible. The second they feel that shift, because they will feel it, I promise, of you slightly pulling away, they are going to start to wonder, what are we?
Wow. The land of make-believe.
I already know the guy she's talking about or thinking about when making this video, and the men that the girls who are watching this video are talking about or thinking about while watching this video.
I am too sexy for my shirt. Too sexy for my shirt. So sexy it hurts.
There are guys with a bunch of different options. You pulling away isn't going to make him commit. He has 10 other ones just like you on his line. This is not a bad looking young lady. She knows the guys who would give her commitment within 3 dates. None of this is going to work. You already gave him the box. He already got the milk free. You can't take the milk back and think he's going to commit for it now after he already then had his fun 3 or 4 times.
Don't be butthurt. You did it to yourself. Okay?
PSA to any young women out there, it is completely normal to expect that man to unfollow all the other girls he's following when he gets with you. It is not crazy to expect those girls to be unfollowed. To be honest, it shouldn't even be a conversation. It really shouldn't even be something you have to bring to his attention or ask. It should have just been done. I saw a TikTok the other day of a girl talking about how she was so nervous and so scared to like text, I guess, the guy she started dating to ask him to unfollow the girls he follows. Stop letting men convince you that it's not that deep. It doesn't mean anything. It does. It is that deep. Honestly, liking them, commenting, DMing them, whatever, talking to them, that's a whole different story, girl. That's cheating. I don't care. It's really strict around here. That is cheating. But even just following other girls, it is the exact same thing as going out in public and googly eyeing over other girls every time you see them. Before I got with my current boyfriend and we were just friends, we were just hanging out, I told him, I'm not going to be with anyone who follows other girls.
Look at her. She's still running off at tomorrow.
Look, this young lady is worried about the wrong things, but what do you expect when it comes to somebody with a bull ring? I feel sorry for young people that they have this as something to cause turmoil in their relationships. You should trust your partner completely, and the last thing you should be worried about is what's going on social media with your partner. You should have a real relationship with them in real life. I've been in relationships, and I let them know up front, I don't want to follow you on social media, and you don't need to follow me. I don't want social media to be a part of our relationship. If you don't trust that, then we don't got to be together.
My nigga.
Subscribe and hit the bell. It really helps the channel grow. Like and comment as well. Thank you.